What's up with the big times?
She tightened the strings on her ski jacket. They play your way. No weapons, fair deal, your rules.
You sure?
She nodded. Randy told me. He knows for sure. Two-Bit turned and started home.
Thanks, Cherry.
Pony Boy, stay a minute, Cherry said. I stopped and went back to her car. Randy's not going to show up at the Rumble. Yeah, I said. I know. He's not scared. He's just sick of fighting. Bob, she swallowed, then went on quietly. Bob was his best buddy, since grade school. I thought of Soda and Steve. What if one of them saw the other killed? Would that make them stop fighting? No, I thought. Maybe it would make Soda stop, but not Steve. He'd go on hating and fighting. Maybe that was what Bob would have done if it had been Randy instead of him. How's Johnny? Not so good, I said. Will you go up to see him? She shook her head. No, I couldn't. Why not? I demanded. It was the least she could do. It was her boyfriend who had caused it all. And then I stopped. Her boyfriend. I couldn't, she said in a quiet, desperate voice. He killed Bob. Oh, maybe Bob asked for it. I know he did. But I couldn't ever look at the person who killed him. You only knew his bad side. He could be sweet sometimes and friendly. But when he got drunk, it was that part of him that beat up Johnny. I knew it was Bob when you told me the story. He was so proud of his rings. Why do people sell liquor to boys? Why? I know there's a law against it, but kids get it anyway. I can't go see Johnny. I know I'm too young to be in love and all that, but Bob was something special. He wasn't just any boy. He had something that made people follow him. Something that marked him different, maybe a little better than the crowd. Do you know what I mean? I did. Cherry saw the same things in Dallas. That was why she was afraid to see him, afraid of loving him. I knew what she meant, all right. But she also meant she wouldn't go see Johnny because he had killed Bob. That's okay, I said sharply. It wasn't Johnny's fault Bob was a booze hound and Cherry went for boys who were bound for trouble. I wouldn't want you to see him. You're a traitor to your own kind and not loyal to us. Do you think your spying for us makes up for the fact that you're sitting there in a Corvette while my brother drops out of school to get a job? Don't you ever feel sorry for us. Don't you ever try to give us handouts and then feel high and mighty about it. I started to turn and walk off, but something in Cherry's face made me stop. I was ashamed. I can't stand to see girls cry. She wasn't crying, but she was close to it. I wasn't trying to give you charity, Pony Boy. I only wanted to help. I liked you from the start, the way you talked. You're a nice kid, Pony Boy. Do you realize how scarce nice kids are nowadays? Wouldn't you try to help me if you could? I would. I'd help her and Randy both if I could. Hey, I said suddenly. Can you see the sunset real good from the west side? She blinked, startled, then smiled. Real good. You can see it good from the east side, too, I said quietly. Thanks, Pony Boy. She smiled through her tears. You dig okay. She had green eyes. I went on, walking home slowly.